is the judgment of the living. And she told me that my concept that probation closes for Adventists first could produce the same effects as the Holy Flesh movement. And her reasoning went as follows, that if Adventists really believe that their probation closes at the Sunday law, well then once the Sunday law is here, we will know that our probation has closed, and if we're still keeping the Sabbath, then we'll know that we're saved, and we will be so confident in our experience that we will manifest the same Christian experience that took place in the Holy Flesh movement. And I told her, of course, I don't agree with that, and I shared with her why, and later I got her some information. If you're not familiar with the Holy Flesh movement, the Holy Flesh movement was not connected with the close of probation. It was founded upon a false understanding of the nature of Christ. The Holy Flesh people believed that Christ, number one, he took the flesh of Adam before the fall, and that when a person was converted, not only did you receive the mind of Christ, but you received the flesh of Christ. You were given a new mind and a new body, and therefore, if you were converted, anything you did was sanctified, and this is what brought about this emotional Christian experience. Now, Sister White says the same fanaticisms that came in the early part of our work will be repeated just before the end, and we can certainly see these manifestations taking place in Adventism today in the celebration, liberal worship service that are taking place. And still today, if you look at it closely, it's this same foundational principle of a false understanding of the nature of Christ. But simply because a person reasons that if they believe that probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists at the Sunday law, and therefore if Adventists believe that they're going to produce this emotional Christian experience once they know that their probation is closed, that isn't a reason to oppose a truth. You oppose something based upon the Word. And the Word says that after the Sunday law, Seventh-day Adventists are going to be thrown, faithful Seventh-day Adventists are going to be thrown into such a great time of perplexity. There's one statement that talks about those faithful ones even saying, if we had known we were going to get into this kind of situation, we wouldn't have spoke. There isn't any information that says that the faithful that are sealed at the Sunday law are going to develop a holier-than-thou emotional relationship.